the amazing bone. It was a brilliant day, and instead of going straight home from school, Pearl dawdled. She watched the grown-ups in town at their grown-up work, things she might someday be doing. She saw the street cleaners sweeping the streets, and she looked in at the bakery on Parsnip Lane and saw the bakers taking hot loaves of pumpernickel out of the oven and powdering crullers with sugar dust. On Cobble Road, she stopped at Maltby's barn and stood gawking as the old gaffers pitched their ringing horseshoes and spat tobacco juice. Later, she sat on the ground in the forest between school and home. And spring was so bright and beautiful, the warm air touched her so tenderly, she could almost feel herself changing into a flower. Her light dress felt like petals.
"I love everything," she heard herself say.
"So do I,"
a voice answered. Pearl straightened up and looked around. No one was there.
"Where are you?"
she asked. "Look down," came the answer. Pearl looked down.
"I'm the bone in the violets near the tree by the rock on your right."
Pearl stared at a small bone.
"You talk?" she murmured.
"In any language," said the bone. "Habla español? Rozumiesz po polsku? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? And I can imitate..."